This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I explained how the Holy Spirit dwells within all believers to make the living Christ a living, holy reality in the believer's life. We don't always sense His presence and power in our lives. In fact, there are many times we might feel discouraged or very much alone. That's why Jesus promised that after He left this world, another Counselor or Comforter would come to be with us and dwell in us. He was referring to the Holy Spirit. There are two Greek words that can be translated another in English, another of the same kind and another of a different kind. The word Jesus used in this promise in John 14:16 is another of the same kind. The Holy Spirit would be to us someone who is just like Jesus Christ. He will comfort and counsel us just as Jesus would if He were at our side physically. Let me encourage you to trust Him to make the living, loving Christ a living, holy reality in your life, no matter what you might be facing today. I trust you have found comfort and encouragement from this study of some of the names found in the Bible referring to the three persons of our triune God. I found encouragement through the study I did in preparing these messages. My prayer is that you will read and study the Bible more diligently as a result of listening to this program. Thank you for your prayers. And since we have reached a milestone with this program, I'd like to hear from you. This is program number 7,000. If you have been helped, send us a note through the contact link on our website, gettinggodsmessage.org, or email me at ludgoltz@aol.com.